So Yisro saw Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, it's machlokas. When did Yisro come? Did Yisro come before Matan Torah? Did Yisro come after Matan Torah? But it says Vahimi Machros VeYeshem Moshe Lishparos Alma Yamaram Al Moshe Minavokat Orev. So it says it was the next day. So what? The next day? Day after what? So according to Rashi, it says Motzi Yom Kippur Haya. So according to the Sifri, the day after was the day after Yom Kippur. In other words, God gave the Jewish people the laws, and they needed an explanation. They didn't know all of the laws yet. So they went by Moshe Rabbeinu to try to get instruction. What should they do? What's the law in this case? I have a monetary dispute with this one, with that one. And so the people were standing on Moshe, Minabokrat Orif, from the morning till the evening. So some say this was impossible. It couldn't have been meant literally. It meant that whoever is Moser Nafsho, whoever gives himself over to judge people with truthfulness and righteousness, is as if he did it the whole day long. In other words, you get credit for the whole day, which in some senses, when we make a living, we learn a few halachas in the morning, and we learn a few more halachas in the evening, but we have to make a living, so it's as if we've spent the whole day learning. But anyway, Yisro said, look, Moshe, you can't do this. He says, look, set up a system of judges, which Moshe did. But Moshe says, they're not just all coming for me to explain the law. It says, V'yomer Moshe l'chosno, ki yivar la'yam lidro shalahim. It says, "Ki yelahem dover boy la'iv shvati bina isha vein reyo mo'odati yischukei olahim v'estorosav." In other words, it's not just that they're coming to know the law, they're also coming for brachas. They're coming for me to give them an eitzah. You know, Moshe, my neighbor, you know, he's doing this, or my wife wants this. Well, how should I approach him? How should I behave? So they were looking for Moshe's advice. They were looking for Moshe to adjudicate cases, but they were also looking for Moshe's brachas. That they went to the Zakeh and they went to the leader for blessings as well, to sustain them and to inspire them. And you know, sometimes that takes a lot. It's a lot easier to say this is the halacha than to talk to somebody and to help them talk through and work through a situation. You may understand it immediately, but they may not be willing or holding to accept it. So Yisro said, you know, Moshe, you need help. You need other people for them to look up to. And this way come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore the system of Dayanim was set up in Klal Yisrael to this day as a system of Dayanim to help them come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that the Rebbe or the Dayan helps them in that endeavor. It shows you the importance of the courts, the importance of Dayanim, the importance of the Kenim, but most importantly it shows you the importance of the law of Kodesh Baruch Hu that brings us closer to perfection and certainly closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.